weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses, including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are, whoever you are. It's 2 o'clock, which means it is Whiplash time on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting live out of Lower Carruthers Hall, Kingston, Ontario, on Queen's University campus. I'm DJ LFN, or Aaron, which you definitely knew already. I just finished class. I feel enlightened. I feel enriched. I feel my brain volume has increased. And I know this, I have foreseen it, that you are going to ascend today, purely based on what I have curated. So stick around for the next hour if you genuinely want to feel that spiritual side that you haven't connected with in so long just come back to you like it never left, like it never dwindled. Okay? I've been riding quite a nostalgia wave recently, so I picked out some deep cuts, I would say, from high school. And when I say deep cut, I mean it cuts me deep. It might not have the same effect for you, but it definitely has a huge impact on me. Like the way that people would physically hit the floor from the pure amount of emotion some of these songs have that I have tied to them. It was like splat, fully splat. I'm gonna say it. Onomatopoeia, you know what? If it was a comic book, if my emotions that I have tied to some of these songs transferred to another human being on the pavement, assuming that they are walking on a pavement. Anyway, the first song that I have lined up for today, I came across when watching that like teenage Claire Danes drama. Sorry, the background is way too loud. across that like Claire Danes teen drama that also had like jump scare Jared Leto in it, like young Jared Leto. Called My So-Called Life. It only has one season, 19 episodes, came out in 1994. Because, you know, that's like way older than me, you know, like I'm just like super young. Definitely don't need any Botox anytime soon. But yeah, it came out in 1994. And honestly, this was one of the best like teen dramas I've ever seen. Genuinely, I would probably go back and rewatch it now. Of course, Gossip Girl has my heart, and I'll always go back to it. I think I watched it like 7 times at this point. But no, it was just like, it's just so good. It's so good, so real. Ally for sure with some of the characters. But yeah, fun fact, Claire Danes rejected the role of Rose. I believe she was in the running for the role of Rose in Titanic after she had done Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. Was that a bad thing? No, I don't think so. Not at all. It depends where you stand. I'm not a huge Titanic fan because obviously it's Leonardo DiCaprio in both. Maybe she just hated Leonardo DiCaprio. Because she was like, I think she said, came out in interviews being like, oh, like we were shooting for Romeo and Juliet and I just didn't have the energy to do Titanic. Then why did Leo? Why did Leo do both then? That's my question. I think she hated Leonardo DiCaprio. Nevertheless, oh my gosh, her name is fleeting. Whoever played Rose, she ate that up. Yeah, but if I remember correctly, this song came on, this first song. It was a live performance at this, what was supposed to be like a cool kid, low-key party, where Claire Danes' character was trying to see her, like, cool crush, spoiler alert, Jared Leto, I'm pretty sure, and hoped that her crush would, like, see her there at this, like, cool, low-key party, like, past your bedtime, only, like, the rebellious, delinquent people were there, and see her and just be like, wow, this chick's like way cooler than I thought. Anyway, this song, and it was like a live performance. I'm pretty sure it was the band in the show that was performing the song. But this song dominated my life for, I can't like quantify how many months, but numerous months. And I've kind of only just gotten to a point where I'm able to like reflect fond. Like I love this song and I still love this song, but I kind of wasn't really able to listen to it because of it. I kind of connected it subconsciously, not even subconsciously. I connected it to someone and my time with someone and experiences with someone. But I've only just gotten to a point where I can like reflect fondly on the memories I have with this song and who I associated it with. So enough talking about it. This is Late at Night by Buffalo Tom on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Put them in a jar. I know that you wouldn't scar. I'd do it.
You just heard Stutter by Empire State Bastard, which is a side project composed of Simon Neil from Biffy Clyro, which is one of my favorite groups, and Mike Venart from Ocean Size, which is a really cool kind of post-punk group as well, with some really awesome instrumentals. And then before that was Sandman by Common Saints off of their new album, Cinema 3000. And they're a really, really cool kind of like psychedelic Australian group. And then, of course, I started off with Late at Night by Buffalo Tom. And I hope you enjoyed that song as much as I do. Because, I don't know, I think it just deserves a lot more attention. And it's been pretty significant in my life. Up next is Stumble by Bonjay.
I'm If it ain't now, it's never. For the dough, for the cheddar. Stand up, roll up together. Raise your antenna. Yeah, ignore every ledger. Still told cats when I slept. Sick like a leper. Tough like a stone, roll the terror. Active man, I go get up. Delivering the pepper. Straight to your chest, no checkers. And none of them ever do it better. Them lot are not clever, end of my tether. Full court press when I'm bringing in pressure. Every jump shot I just keep getting better. I got the black rain, favourite weather. Midsummer's night, colder than ever. Wheel of fortune, gotta spin like propeller. I make them sing for their life a cappella. Cause it rides up another fat stack from a cellar. You know why? All in, never half step. I wanna see everyone rep. Cause we got the tools on deck and we love how the system set. Yeah, yeah. All in, never half step. I wanna see everyone rep. Cause we got the tools on deck and we love how the system set. Yeah, yeah. Everything live on deck. I saw a bit of vibe on deck. We're not hard to find on deck and we love how the system. Everything live on deck. I saw a bit of vibe on deck. Not hard to find on deck and we love how the system. If it ain't now, it's never. For the dough, for the cheddar. Stand up, roll up together. Raise your antenna. Yeah, ignore every ledger. Still told cats when I step up. Sick like a leper. Tough like a stone, roll the terror. Active man, I go get up. Delivering the pepper. Straight to your chest, no checkers. And none of them will ever do it better. Yo, all in, never half step. I wanna see everyone rep. Cause we got the tools on deck and we love how the system set. Yeah, yeah. All in, never half step. I wanna see everyone rep. Cause we got the tools on deck and we love how the system set. Yeah, yeah. Everything live on deck. I saw a bit of vibe on deck. We're not hard to find on deck and we love all the system. Yeah, yeah. Everything live on deck. I saw a bit of vibe on deck. Not hard to find on deck and we love all the system.
Correntes sem correr,
just heard Harburn by Burner off of their new, well, debut album, Become Nothing, and they are a group from Toronto, and so is... Well, the grammar going on is so incorrect. And then before that was 3-1 by Silks, who are also from Toronto. And before that was Paraquedas, which means parachutes in Portuguese, and I'm not even going to try and pronounce the artist name, but I can tell you that the translation is Lone or Lonely Catcher. They're a Brazilian rock band that formed in 2003. But some of the English translations that I was getting, but I think that those are probably like direct translations, not like proper converted ones, were like Catcher Alone. So if you ever have that, like the English translation on Google or something, that is also the same group. Anyway, I came across this song, Parachutes, as one of those deep cuts that I was talking about when I first started the show. Oh, if you're tuning in, this is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM. But yeah, one of those deep cuts that I was talking about at the beginning of the show. And I came across this song, Parachutes, in 2018. It was originally released in 2012, and I can't really tell you what it is about this song, that we already played. I keep talking as if I'm about to play it next, but no, I don't really know what it is about the song particularly. I can't really narrow it down, but I just really, really connect with it. Like I said, I found it in 2018. I was 15 then. You know, I'm still listening to it now. And it kind of, it just makes me feel like calm, like something kind of clicks when I hear it. It's like one of my favorite things to do, and something I find really, really comforting is that either in like a when it's snowing outside and just going and sitting on the step and having no one walking on the street, it's just so quiet, and like the street lights, it's just dim. It's like, it's very, like, the ambiance is crazy, but it's also the same when you're sitting outside on a step. I used to do this a lot when I lived with my parents, and just watch thunderstorms and just listen and kind of, like, draw and stuff. I don't know. It's that feeling. It's very, very calming, and I just feel very at peace when I hear that song. Yeah. Anyway, this next one is... Oh, wait, no. I forgot. This was a long set. And before that was Stone by Effie and Flodan. Effie is a, like, woman DJ. Pretty awesome. Pretty sick beats. And Flodan is a really, really cool UK grime artist. Really famous UK grime artist. So it's really cool to see kind of, like, figures that big collaborating with smaller artists. And I think it's just really, really catchy. The first lyric is just hilarious. And then before that was Stumble by Bon J, which I think is a really, really good, like, track ID if you're into, like, I honestly can't use the right terminology, like, cutting stuff up and, like, yeah, just using that as a track ID is pretty, pretty cool. She or they are also an artist from Toronto. But yeah, this next track is for Alex G fans out there. This is Always There by Nicholas. It's probably pronounced Nicholas. It's spelled a little funky, like Nykolaes. And Daniel Paul, and they're Belgian. But yeah, I think this kind of sounds like Alex G.
You know American dream. I'm behind the wheel. With snow control over where I'm going, but the things that I feel I've lost control. There is a man, or is he a statue? He looks familiar. He looks just like you. Off to my left, off of my chest, off of my chest. It hit me while I was sleeping. You go with the feeling, you go with your gut. Dream. I am naked, playing to an audience of one, an audience of none, just a shadow moving across the floor. Till it's not moving anymore. It's not moving anymore. It hit me while I was sleeping. You go with the feeling, you go with your gut.
On the ground and
You just heard Twilight at Carbon Lake by Deer Hunter, a song that I can't quite find the meaning behind, but I saw some people say that Bradford Cox, who's like the front man, I'm not too sure whether he writes most of it, is a David Lynch fan, and some of the lyrics were maybe inspired a bit by Twin Peaks, particularly like the lyric about the mirror. And I couldn't quite figure out today what Deer Hunter track I wanted to play, and was going back and forth between Desire Lines and Coronado off of Halcyon Digest, which is their 2010 album. Please don't correct me if I got that wrong. I would like to live in delusion. But I ultimately decided to play Twilight at Carbon Lake off of their 2008 album Microcastle. Before that was Audience of One by Charlotte Cornfield. It's her latest track. I think it released in September. She's a songwriter from Toronto. I just discovered her this week, and she reminds me a bit of Adrian Lenker. I don't know if anyone else heard that, but I just find her lyricism very tender and very honest. And it's really interesting because I feel like it's bad manners or bad courtesy in a way to compare artists to other artists. But I don't know. I feel like that's how I kind of describe music to people and connect with it in a way. Take that as you will. Consider that me writing a discussion post and then leaving like a point someone can comment on the end. I genuinely want to have a conversation about that. But I only have one song left for today. I hope you've enjoyed this past hour, but if not, doesn't matter. I'll see you next week. It'll be completely different. And yeah, you should still tune in next week, 2 p.m. Friday. Yeah, so this last track is A Heart Beating by Mother Tongues, another group, duo from Toronto. But this is the Zoo Owl remix. And have a great weekend, but don't go anywhere. Up next is Busy Girl Radio with Lily and a special guest on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Applications for Cohort 10 of the Pathy Foundation Fellowship are now open. The Pathy Foundation Fellowship is an intensive 12-month experiential learning opportunity for graduating students to lead a self-directed project in a community they have a meaningful connection with. Fellows are provided with comprehensive training, personal and professional development coaching, $40,000 in funding, and wraparound supports to design, plan, and implement an innovative project in their community. Submit your application today at www.pathyfellowship.com.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Orimov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
CFRC
101.9
FM.
You're listening to CFRC. This is Charlotte Cardin.
Hi, this is Seth Hunt from The Backsteps.
And this is Luke Garrison from The Backsteps. And you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Applications for Cohort 10 of the Pathy Foundation Fellowship are now open. The Pathy Foundation Fellowship is an intensive, 12-month experiential learning opportunity for graduating students to lead a self-directed project in a community they have a meaningful connection with. Fellows are provided with comprehensive training, personal and professional development coaching, $40,000 in funding, and wraparound supports to design, plan, and implement an innovative project in their community. Submit your application today at www.pathyfellowship.com. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, earn a ticket towards one of our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Improbable Escapes, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long & McQuaid, Martello Alley, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
On Saturday, November 23rd at 6 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center for an immersive evening with writer and artist Renee Gladman, whose work inhabits the spaces between crossings, thresholds, and geographies as they play out at the intersections of writing, drawing, and architecture. Through her talk, Gladman will guide us through a spectrum of thought where sentences become drawings, drawn lines orchestrate sound, and music articulates the unknown. A conversation follows the artist's talk, moderated by independent curator and scholar Safia Syed. Visit for tickets and details. In partnership with Black Studies, the Revolutionary Demand for Happiness, Queen's Department of English, and the Kingston Grand Theatre.
The Queen's University International Student Chapter of the American Chemical Society invites you to the first ever Bader Symposium on Monday, November 18th at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts to celebrate the 100th birthday of the late Dr. Alfred Bader.